for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Wake up. Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast. Hit FM.
And here we go.
Three, two, one, go.
One step closer to the weekend.
You're counting down.
I'm counting down. Every week, I think everyone counts down. They're driving to work. Oh, God, it's Thursday. It's all right. It's not far till Friday, which is not far till Friday night. Not even Saturday. We're counting down to Friday night.
Okay.
This is true.
Actually, we've got a big weekend ahead of us. We're going to be dressing up in superhero outfits for a 30th birthday. So maybe, yeah, we should be counting down.
Did you get invited to that as well?
Well, what, you think I don't have the same friends as you?
Yeah, I just didn't think you were considered as close.
He's in our multi-sport team.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
That's not what we need to argue about.
That's fair enough. No, maybe he needed to pad numbers for the birthday. I'm just...
Yep.
Sorry, mate. Oh, I'm just mucking around with you. It's early. I'm trying to get a laugh with you.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Budge.
On Hit FM.
Netflix are losing about $1 billion or $1.5 billion per year because people are kindly sharing their passwords with other people.
Yeah, well, how many devices you get up to? Isn't it like something like 5? So it means 5 different people can have your password.
Well, you can alter it. You can buy the real cheap one and have just your own, or you can have it on 2 devices, or I think 3 or 4 as well.
Yeah.
So,
well, stupidly, they shouldn't allow us to have so many devices.
Well, no, I see why they did it, but they can't take it back now.
No.
I would never allow that. I remember a while back where I was offered a free year of Netflix, but I had to start a new account. And I remember the first day I got Netflix and I thought, well, this has been the longest relationship I've been in. I don't think I can move to another account. Can I? And it was weird. It was so strange. I said, can I just put that credit onto my current account? And they're like, well, yeah, I mean, you could just start again. I was like, no, just put it on that account. So I was really, like, I'm quite, you know, I've spent a long time watching different things, so my list is already pretty good.
Yes, and it gives you prompts for things that would interest you based on what you've been watching. So to lose that and start from scratch, who knows what crap you're going to get.
You don't want that. But I've been in the position for, like, because I've got Stan and Foxtel and stuff like that. But
you've got everything.
I've got the weird Foxtel that you can get on devices. So it's like Foxtel Now or Go or something like that. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But with the password sharing, I'm someone that has shared the password to multiple people so that they can use the devices. I got contacted the other day by someone who's moved to Sydney, an old housemate, and she said to me, she goes, can I use your Foxtel still?
And the first, she asked you.
First thing I said is, well, hi, nice to hear from you after months, and No, I'm sorry. I've changed it so that it's just one account now. Because I had 5 people using my Foxtel account, and then I got kicked off my own account. Because if you want you've got a full sort of 5 people on there, they have to kick another person off if they want to join. So someone had given out my password, and they had to remove an account, and they had tried to remove mine, but I got an email saying, as the admin account, you know, you've reached the maximum, and this account here is about to be removed. I'm like, well, who are these others? These freeloaders? I don't know them. Of the 5 of us, I'd only given my password out to 2 other people.
Well, that's your own fault, though.
But this is
you're the one that shared.
I know, but this is what happens, and it's the same as this
why
is
why losing money.
This is why Netflix is kicking up. They're like, we're losing $1 billion. Mm. You're sharing your passwords. You're being too generous. I am being too generous. What about you?
Oh well, I had a friend come down from Brisbane, and she's got a few kids, and Michael and I were at work, so she was like, well, I'm just going to set up Stan because we're running on Netflix. We'll just log into Stan so the kids can watch heaps of kids movies.
Right.
And has just left it like that. And I haven't dared to, like, log out because I actually really like Stan. But, you know, when you want to save something, when you watch the trailer and you, like, want to put it on your list and you go, oh, if I put it on the list, she's going to see that I'm still logged into her account. So when she next goes on, it's like, I didn't pick that one and I didn't put that in the list.
She'll still see it when it says continue watching. That's how I pick, and I work out who it is by what they watch.
Oh.
I wasn't watching McLeod's Daughters. Oh, hang on a second. Well, I did have a couple of rum and cokes on that Friday night. I did get stuck into it, didn't I?
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
I know how much you love just reading headlines and how much it freaks you out when you just go...
all you need.
That's all you need. So, oh, hell no, a bride cancelled her wedding and spent the $30,000 her family donated on a honeymoon.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Hang on. Are you allowed to have a honeymoon if you didn't go on the wedding first?
It's technically just a holiday, which is just labelled honeymoon, but no, theoretically no. So this particular bride, I'm going to call her a bridezilla because she went to Facebook, actually asked her guests to donate and pay for her upcoming wedding in December, right?
Mm.
She then decided that she was going to cancel the wedding, but then wasn't going to actually give the donations back. So not only did she just ask her parents for the funds, she's then extended that invitation to all of her guests, which are family and friends of the extended kind, to donate. She raised like something like $30,000 to pay for this particular wedding and then refused to give their donations back because we're going to go on a honeymoon, but we'll have the wedding at a later date.
No, can't do that. Can't do it. That's terrible.
Why wouldn't you just save it in a fund, and if you're going to have that wedding again, use it there?
That's a good point. You make a very good point. And it stirs something very personal up in me, which I'll talk about after the news. But this is a big one. I didn't even think I'd react this way. But you're right. I hate when people ask for things and then don't go through the wedding. Give it back.
Well, one guy said they took a week off work for the wedding, donated $100, and now you're telling me you're going to use $30,000 for a honeymoon before a wedding? Are you insane? It was a whole lot of backlash. No one actually believed that she was being too reasonable. But it got ridiculous in terms of what she was saying. But we're blessed to have generous family members who gave us these large donations. It will help offset honeymoon costs and to scale to an even better future wedding. We really couldn't have made it this far without you.
Mm.
Passive-aggressive?
Passive-aggressive. Just aggressive-aggressive, far I'm concerned. But, yeah.
I got an idea, though. You know how you complain that you don't have enough cash? You can't pay for a holiday.
Oh, I spend it all. That's why.
Why don't you just pretend you're getting hitched? Plead your case that you don't really have a close relationship with your family, so reach out to your friends, start up a GoFundMe page, you'll get a whole lot of cash, and then you just say, oh, it's not happening, she ditched me, and then go on your holiday.
Well, first off,
you're not going to get much
I don't think anyone's going to believe that I'm going to get ditched because I'm an absolute catch. Second of all, I don't have to meet family and friends and things like that, and I don't have to take money from friends. Because, you know, that's how you lose them. I'm be surprised if this woman's got any friends left.
Oh, no, she doesn't. They all hate her.
No friends?
No.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Budge.
On Hit FM.
We were talking about weddings and that lady who got all that money from her friends and family, of course, and then decided that she wasn't going to go through with the wedding, but kept the money and went on a what do you call it, honeymoon?
An early honeymoon.
Yeah.
Prior to the wedding that was cancelled and then rebooked at a later date.
Yeah. Did she end up having the wedding?
Who knows? I don't think it's happened yet.
No. Well, yeah, I don't like that. I don't like it. I hate...
That's stealing from people.
Do you know what I really hate? I hate when you get an invitation to a wedding and on there they've got that crap poem. Basically just say it. Don't go a roundabout way. Just say, I don't want your presents. Give me the money. I'll buy something I want to buy. But that doesn't happen. They go to all the effort of copying and pasting some crap poem about, we'll look back and think of you when we look at this glass or two or whatever it is. It's like, just say you want money. Don't beat about the bush. A couple of old friends of mine, I've lost touch with one of them, but the other one I still talk to every now and then in Adelaide, I got them together more or less.
So their 10, 11, marriage is, they can thank you for that.
Ooh, yeah, awkward. No, look, I got them together to start dating early on about 10, 11 years ago, and then they had a child. So basically I would feel like a third party in that. But when they had their engagement party, I bought them this really nice decanter, a wine decanter, looks nice on the table. They host a lot of parties.
Mm. I'm sorry, though. Why do you need gifts at an engagement party when only so far ahead you're going to have a wedding with more gifts?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. This cost me about $120. That's a lot of money for me. It was then as well, because I wasn't making a lot of money. So not only did I never get acknowledgement for the gift, it was always, oh, yeah, put the gifts on the table,
yeah,
put the card with it as well. Whether or not someone moved the card, I don't know. But all I do know is they didn't stay together. They didn't make it to the wedding. And then I was kind of like, I sort of sat on it for a bit going, I haven't got acknowledgement for the gift.
Mm.
I haven't received the gift back. Do they just keep that gift now?
Well,
I don't
you
think
can't
they
expect
do.
To have it back if they split.
Well, why not? They didn't open it. Turned out about 8 years later, so what, 4 years ago, I asked her about it and I said, look, you know it didn't work out between you two, but can I have my decanter back? And she goes, what decanter? And I was like, I described it to her and she goes, was that you that bought it for us? And I was like, yes, sir.
They're not going to remember who gave which gift.
They didn't know who it was.
All the gifts.
They didn't know who it was. They're like, it's been sitting in the cupboard gathering dust, so it hadn't even been used. I'm like, that cost me a lot of money. And she's like, well, you can have it back if you want. I'm like, okay, well.
And what were you going to do with it?
Keep it.
Would you have just been in the cupboard as well?
No, I would have put it on my mantelpiece and then people come in and think I'm classy or something. And then I just, you know, maybe I have myself a little party.
You give a gift, you can't expect to get it back after they've split.
Well, it got real awkward because obviously I've asked for it and she's gone, yep, you can have it back. And then it got forgotten about. What do I do? Bring it up again?
Mm.
I mean, it's been 11 years now.
So now you know what's going to happen.
What?
She has another engagement party and you have to buy another damn decanter.
Well, no, you get married first. Don't stuff this one up and you might get another gift, but it won't be as good as the last one.
hits.com.au.
Dean McCarthy joins us on this Thursday morning. Dean, hello, good morning.
Hey, guys, good, how are you?
Doing really well. Hey, Michael Jackson, apparently his little slippers have gone on sale.
You wouldn't believe this. They were, in fact, actually socks. The first socks that he wore when he did the moonwalk for the first time on television, they're going for $2 million. They are white. They have little rhinestone, you know, embezzlements, as you can imagine. For $2 million, you'd want rhinestone. But there you go. They are one of the most iconic pieces of memorabilia for an artist, surely. I mean, we all know exactly what they would be. They are so famous, and they could be all yours for $2 million.
Yeah. Sure, well, I'll just splurge on that for socks.
You're not wrong. I mean, I wasn't around when he first did it, like, you know, but I saw the footage of when he did it on stage the first time and the reaction that came. It was just, I mean, he changed dancing forever.
He really did.
$2 million, though, that's a lot of quid.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder who picked him up.
Point.
Oh, gosh.
That's insane. And Keanu Reeves, his girlfriend, we didn't even know he had a girlfriend. What's going on with her?
He does have a girlfriend. Now, I don't know how to say this. I'm just going to say it. The reason it's making really big headlines is because it looks like she's heaps older than him, but she's actually not. She's 46 and he's 55, and she's got really silver hair, so it kind of makes her look older. It actually does make her look older, but she's actually younger than him. Anyway, it's making headlines. Not necessarily bad, it's just a headline, you know what I mean? Anyway, we're happy that he's happy because remember, he hasn't been in a relationship for many, many, many years. And another fun fact about him, which is totally unrelated to this story and makes absolutely no segue, but I know where he lives. He lives across the road from my friend on a street called Blue Jay Way. Anyway, his house, right? Everything, the doors and the garage doors and everything are all brushed silver metal and everything else is dark gray. So his house looks like, literally, looks like the entrance to like Area 51 or some sort of like spaceship or something. It's so bizarre, but fabulous. Like, he overlooks all of LA, but everything is all silver. How weird is that?
See, there you go. Maybe there is a link there. He likes the woman because of the silver.
Exactly.
Like his girlfriend's hair.
Yeah, she's got Helen Mirren vibes about her, that woman.
Oh, doppelganger.
She does have Helen Mirren
vibes. There you go. But there you go. No, he did have a very sad story for a long time, did Keanu, so it is good to see him happy. I don't care who he's with, as long as he's smiling. And he doesn't do a lot of that often. All right, Dean, we'll talk to you for R&B Friday tomorrow. Have a good one.
Bye, guys.
10 questions, 30 seconds, and only one letter standing between you and free money. Alpha Bucks. Christian Budge's Alpha Bucks.
Jason from Port Macquarie is on the line with us. Jace, how are you, pal?
Not too bad, yourself?
We're doing all right, aren't we, Christy?
Oh, absolutely. Right? I feel like your name's a little bit lucky this morning.
Oh, I hope so.
Well,
that'll be good.
I mean, just because we share the same Christian name doesn't mean that he's going to win.
I mean,
if he's anything like me, he's going to lose the money. I just told you I spent that amount yesterday. Jace, look, we're not going to try and bring you down. We want to build you up, mate. 30 seconds. 30 seconds will be on the clock. You've got 10 questions. You can pass if you need to. We'll go back if we've got time. And you can only use the same answer once. And the time will start once Christy gives you a question. What's today's letter?
Jason, your letter this morning is Q for Queen.
Ooh.
Oh, awesome.
All righty.
Say Queen or is it Queen?
Queen.
Okay. Just Queen.
Queen.
Okay.
All right, Jason, your time starts after this first question with a letter Q. Name us a word related to sport.
Pass.
A word ending in Y.
Query.
Something you'd ask someone.
Question.
An Australian animal.
Walker.
Something shiny.
Pass.
Something you can read.
Pass.
A four-letter word.
Pass.
Something in a bedroom.
Quilt.
Oh, good try.
What a shocker.
Well, see, quarterback was the first thing that came to mind when I heard sport.
Yeah?
Word ending in Y. Query? Oh, that's a bit. Is that the
quality. Word? Query. Yeah. Quantity.
You've got the list there.
Yeah, and then a four-letter word. Quit. Quiz.
Yeah, right. Fair enough. Oh, well, there you go. Sorry, Jace. Sorry, Chase.
Oh, that's okay. Good letter.
It was a good letter. It was a tough one, though. Hey, it goes up to, what's it go up to tomorrow? 240.
I know.
Right, steady on, Chieftain. There we go. It was a tough one, though. It really was. Something shiny.
Quartz.
Okay, yeah. Or a quarter.
Oh, yeah.
If you think outside the box.
Lights. Christy and Barge on Hit FM. And cameras. It's Barge in a movie.
I may have gone too far today, Christy. I've destroyed a children's classic.
Oh, you ruin every movie.
Now, I've taken the part of the mother in this film, and it's a death scene, so it's a little bit dark already, but I've turned it into a hungover mum of sorts. Haven't changed my voice. Same voice. Husky, gravelly mum.
Hang on. Stop revealing what the movie's about. The idea is that you play it, if they know what it is, give us a call, 13 12 16, to win yourself some Majestic Cinemas movie tickets.
All right, here we go. Have a listen to this. If you know what it is, give us a call.
Mother, where are you? Mother!
I'm hungover. Do you know what that means? It means I can't get up today.
Please get up.
Oh, go away. Get a head out.
Yes, you can. Get up.
Can't please leave me alone, pal. Come on. It's up to you now. You've got to go into the kitchen and make me breakfast. And just use the stove. You'll be fine. You don't need me there to hold you.
I guess so. But why do I have to know you're going to be with me?
Go on. I'm putting the covers over now. You can't see me like this.
What do you mean if I can't see you? I can always see you.
Oh, how sad is that?
Oh, no, I've got a little tear.
Hello, who we got on the line there?
Owen.
Owen, where are you calling from, Owen?
Port Macquarie.
Do you know what film that was?
The Land Before Time.
It was The Land Before Time. I feel bad that I butchered probably the most depressing death scene of any kids' film, aside from Mufasa.
And bring his mother down like that.
I know. It was a sad scene.
Trash.
Littlefoot's mum. How long has it been since you've seen that film, Owen?
Not that long ago. I made my 7-year-old son watch it.
What did he think of it?
Good father.
It's such a beautiful movie.
He enjoyed it.
Well, I mean, did you know George Lucas and Spielberg both, they produced / directed that film?
No.
Yeah, it's true. They didn't do any of the sequels, which is why they're all poo. But the initial film is a masterpiece. Very sad, but yeah, they get there in the end, obviously. Oh, and films that you're keen to see at the moment at the pictures?
I don't know. I went and saw The Terminator the other night. That was good.
Oh,
was
nice.
It all right? Do you know, it's been getting flayed, but it's only because it hasn't been raking in the money. I mean, it still could be a very good film. I haven't seen it yet. I will go and see it.
I love when they bring back classics. I say bring back The Land Before Time as well.
I'd love that. I'd love to do like a classics sort of, what do you call it? Like a night
like a
where we play
movie marathon.
Yeah, yeah. I want to bring back the old Star Wars for a bit. If I had my cinema, I'd do it. But the new Zombieland's out, Maleficent's out for the kids. As you say, Terminator, stuff. There's all sorts of cool films out. Oh, and Summer Line will grab your details. Well done. You have one bodge in a movie today.
Thank you.
We love Littlefoot.
Hey,
I now want to watch that tonight.
It was a very sad film. Very long film.
It was, very long wasn't film. It?
Yeah.
But it was good.
Which character do you think you identify with the most?
Oh, I don't think I identify with any of them.
I think you are very ducky. Yep, yep, yep. Always full
like
of energy.
Yappy dog.
Oh, my God. Do you know what happened to that the girl actor that played Ducky?
Tell me.
I'll tell you off air. It's very sad. I don't want to do that on air.
Okay. A fresh way to get up. Christian
Barge on Hit FM. Keen for a holiday, pal. A lot of people are. A lot of people driving to work right now. Maybe they're at work and they're going, I could do with a holiday. I don't have the leave available, but I'd love to do it.
Well, you actually have a whole lot of leave up your sleeve because you haven't been on holidays for a very long time.
Right,
and your last lot of holidays is generally just going back home to Adelaide, where you're from, which is a really boring holiday.
I took 2 weeks off this year to go and see my pop in his last 2 weeks with us. And that was quite sad. It was quite draining. So I can't really count that as a holiday, to be honest, even though I did get to see some friends. But that was kind of just to, you know, if anyone's spent time with a loved one at a hospital, you need time away. You need to give yourself a break because it can be quite tough. So that doesn't count as a holiday.
No.
So the last time I actually went back to Adelaide, which I actually loathe doing because it's expensive and I'd like to just go somewhere else. A lot of people use their annual leave to go and see family.
Yeah. Are you wanting to, like, tour Australia or you want to go overseas? Because when was your last big holiday?
See, you're big on touring the country.
And
I'm not against it at all, but I feel like coming up to 31 years of age, I'd like to go and see the rest of the world before it goes to crap. And it looks like it might go to crap quite soon. And I always say every year, I go, war's going to happen there. I can just sense that. I'm not going there. Yeah. I'm not going there. Their economy's going to... Anyway, but...
Poo.
Yeah, but I'd love to go to someplace. I've never been to Europe. I know a lot of people haven't. I have never had the luxury of being able to do it. But I'm at the point now where I think I'm probably ready to start looking into that sort of stuff. Don't know where to go.
Well, what kind of holiday do you want? You want a relaxing one or an adventurous one?
When we put a video up on our Facebook yesterday of me joking around, but I was genuinely writing that into
the search engines. You just kept pestering me about... Where's a cheap holiday?
Well,
where can I be worshipped like a god?
It doesn't start off like
cheap.
That. It's always you always put for cheap at the end of it. So it always starts like this. It always goes, great holiday destinations, cheap. And then you go, you move up from there when you don't find anything you want. You want more specifics. You go, where's the most relaxing place in the world for cheap? And then I see, you know, stay with monks for a fortnight, but you've got nothing and you eat like mud in a bowl. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not that kind of relaxing. I mean, like, you know, relaxing pampered. So where can I get pampered the best for the least money?
Go to Bali.
And then it spirals out of control. And then, yeah, just like I did yesterday, I typed in, you know, where can I get worshipped. I want to be pampered. I want small Chinese ladies walking on my back. I want all that sort of stuff. I've seen that before on the telly that they do that, and I'd love to do that.
You've never really had a massage in your life, so you're going to struggle with that.
I've had one.
You've gone and found all these elaborate places, though, but you do realise you've only got 3 weeks up your sleeve.
That's fine.
Part of which you want to go back home to Adelaide to see your peeps over Christmas.
Well.
So what you failed to do when it comes to planning a holiday is knowing how long you've got. What's your budget and how long do you have?
No budget as far
so
as
So you
I know.
Want to do it for free, not just for cheap?
Well, as close to free as possible. If I have to sleep on the floor somewhere, I'll do it. Not bad. No, it's just not a big deal. I'll find a hostel or something and I'll go have a shower. I'm happy to do that.
All right.
Any kind of cheap. Like, if you've got good ideas, I mean, let us know. I mean, where's your favourite holiday destination? I know a lot of people like Koh Samui and places like that. Mm. I've never been to Asia. I think that'd be quite cool. So if you've got a great holiday destination that you go to time and again or maybe you want to go back to, give us a call and let me know, clue me in, because I'm struggling here, mate. I've got no idea where I'm going to go.
I'm not experienced in travelling overseas, so I've got nothing for you.
All I know is if I've got to put up with you for another year, I'm going to need a holiday.
Get up with Christy and Budge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
I do want to travel, and I've got a few places I've written down here. Bit strange, some of them, but hear me out, all right? Devil's Island is one of the places that I would love to go to. Apparently, it takes a couple of days. They fly you in by a chopper, and then you got to take, like, a hunting knife, some duct tape, and they give you, like, a whole load of other things, and you got to hunt on the island.
Sounds like something out of Hunger Games.
Yeah, and no one's ever made it to the top of the volcano for obvious reasons, but I'd like to do that. As long as it's not too strenuous, because I don't want to do too much exercise, but that would be pretty cool.
That doesn't even sound like a holiday. That sounds like a boot camp.
Well, you know, there's also in Siberia. Now, we've talked about this before. There's a place called the Well to Hell. Now, what
you
they
want
did,
that for a holiday?
What they did was, I just want to know. There's a lot of places in the world, I just want to know what they're about, and that's why. So it doesn't even count as a holiday, but it's just sort of different.
Mm.
There's a place where they drilled for oil or something like that. It's the largest hole ever drilled by man, and they stopped because they thought they could hear something. They lowered a microphone down into it, and the microphone went down so low that it was so hot the microphone started to melt. Before the microphone melted, they said they could hear screaming. So they call it the Well to Hell. I'd love to go and just have a look. Just put my ear to the hole and just go, I can't hear anything. Yeah. Or I can hear something.
It'll drag you down into that well.
I've been to Sedona, Arizona before, but apparently there's sort of like this this special place where there's mysterious vortexes of energy. I'd love to find them, find out what's going on there.
That doesn't sound like a cheap holiday to me.
Well, it does. You just sort of wander around. Sedona's like a desert. So
not cheap to get there.
Do you know where I'd really love to go? Because the Crooked Forest in Poland, no one knows why the trees are the way they are. I'd love to go around there. Apparently there's like pixies and stuff there. Love to go and see that. That'd be all right. Don't look at me like that.
Well, I feel like everything you're saying is just a movie.
Well, everyone's an explorer. I'm not asking to go and find the Garden of Eden or something like that, because apparently they've got little angels that will kill you if you go near it. But that's in the storybooks. Don't look at me like that. It's in the storybooks. What about the Bermuda Triangle? What's going on there? That would be expensive. I'd have to find like a crazy sea captain to take me out onto the water to see what's going on. I reckon, right, there's more to it. I've heard underneath the water at the Bermuda Triangle, Christy, there is a crystal pyramid under the water.
Yeah.
And they reckon that people, that's where, people live. Like another species.
Will you get worshipped like a god down
probably
there?
Probably not. I'd probably get forced to worship someone else as another god. But that one would be quite expensive. But
I reckon. How much money you got?
For the trip?
Yeah.
A couple of $100.
What in the world? All right. What is it?
What's going on?
Who does it belong to?
Well, I hate when that happens, you know.
Where are we going to put that?
Why is everyone screaming?
Who does it belong to?
The game where, you know, we lose a bit of credibility, like we've got any, where we tell little fib, one of us does, about the item in question, and we both tell a story of why this item belongs to us. Who is our guinea pig today?
Jack is joining us this morning. Now, you're really good at picking when people tell you fibs. Jack, you there, bud?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
How good are you at picking fibs?
At picking?
Fibs, lies. Filthy lies.
Yeah, I'm great at picking fibs.
Are you really?
You want to hope so.
I am really, yeah.
All right. Okay, well, good. We've each got a story about this little item.
I'll give you the thing.
Okay.
You go first, Christy.
So I've got a teensy tiny little bird feather in my hand, and it's from a rainbow lorikeet. Now, I've had this on myself for about 12 years. It was from my first ever pet bird, Sammy. And he was my favourite bird that I've had. And, yeah, he was beautiful, but sadly he died from a what do you call them, a mite that gets in their beak. And
you're the one making up the story.
Yeah, so I kept it because he died.
Okay.
And I was only little when he died.
Okay, well, now I'll take the feather. I'll tell you, there's not too much of a story related to this. I used to have a creek that ran at the back of my house, and we had a little sort of, it was kind of a poor man's sort of tree house that me and my sisters made. We used to go and play in it all the time. And feathers would always just rock up in there. Like, you know, birds obviously fly around.
Mm.
And this little, tiny little colourful feather was appealing to me when I was younger. And I don't know why I kept it. But it's just one of those things that you do when you're a kid. You keep a little feather because it reminds you of the past.
Yeah, you put it in your little memory box.
Yeah, put it in my little memory box, and I've still got it even now. I don't know why I brought it with me from South Australia, but it's one of those good luck things that I keep, and it hasn't done me much good, to be honest with you. But
I'm surprised you haven't put it on like a necklace.
Why would I do that? I'm a bloke.
I don't know. If it's a luck a good luck charm, you should carry it on your body all the time.
Yeah, well, there you go. Who do you think's telling the truth? Who do you think's lying?
Okay, well, I'm going to guess first one truth and second one fib.
Well, you think I'm telling a lie?
Yep.
Why do you think that's the case, Jack?
I'm just going to take a wild guess.
Just a fitty chance.
From the stories I've heard, I think the first one's true and the second one's a fib.
Jack, I hate that you're right. because I put a lot of thought into that. I was like, how can I appeal with sincerity and also with a simple story? I felt like that was a good story. I lied the best I could. What's he won? What's Jack won?
You've won yourself Jess Malboy's new album, Hilda. It's available now to stream and download. It's all yours, Jack. I reckon you totally get around that one, buddy.
Bloody hell.
Oh, thank you so much.
Good on you, Jack. Well done, mate. You are the king of lie telling. He knows when a lie's been told.
Sorry, where can I collect it? Sorry.
Do what?
We'll take your details and we'll talk to you in a second.
Oh, yeah, we'll give it. Cool. It's here at the station. So there you go, Chrissy. Look, I thought I did well.
You did. You pulled at the heartstrings there, but mine was a much sadder story because it is true.
Is it?
12 years ago, I put it in my little time capsule because little Sammy left me.
Oh. Did he leave or did he die?
He died.
Oh, there you go. Sorry about that.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Vodge.
On Hit FM.